英国问答
Ask about Britain.
Hello, my name is Yuhe Chilton. I'm from Chongqing University. I love this program very much. And I have a question. When we watch football games, why do we always see England, Scotland, Wales, but not Britain? And what do British people think about it?
徐和秋岑的问题非常有意思。为什么英格兰
England
苏格兰
Scotland
威尔士
Wales
别忘了还有北爱尔兰
Northern Ireland
他们为什么不组成一支英国国家足球队进行比赛呢？英国人又对此怎么看呢？大家好，我是王飞。
And I'm Finn. Actually, it's quite a hot topic right now.
A hot topic, 一个很热的话题。 Why is that?
Well, in the Olympics, the UK does compete as one country, Team GB. Now, people are asking if Scotland, England, Northern Ireland and Wales will combine to form a British Olympic football team as well.
Yes, for London 2012.
That's right.
What do you think, Finn?
Well, personally, I think it's not a bad idea. But, as a Scot, I was
a legend.
Yes, I am. I admit that not many Scottish players would be good enough to get into a British team.
Oh, 是这样的。同时这个原因呢，也能部分回答今天的问题了。英格兰呢，是组成英国的四个国家中最大的国家，英格兰也有最好的足球队员。如果只组成一支国家队的话，其他三个国家的足球队员很有可能就没有参加的份儿了。
Now, football is a topic that most British people have an opinion about. Let's hear from someone who thinks that this idea of a British team might work.
I'm quite in favour of them becoming one, larger team, and I say this because I'm from a smaller nation myself, Northern Ireland. Our teams don't have enough world-class players to compete with the larger nations. I think this if they join together with the likes of Scotland and England and Wales, this would enable us to have a chance at competing in a World Cup final in the future.
刚才这位被采访者来自北爱尔兰，他说他 quite in favor, 很支持把四个国家组成一个国家队。
He says this as he thinks Northern Ireland don't have enough world-class 世界级的 players on their own. But if they all join together, then Britain would be a very, very strong team. But of course, not everybody is in favour of this.
Let's hear from them.
I think there's a lot of rivalry and people always like it when the home nations, you know, play together in a friendly or competitively. And I think that would kind of be lost if the teams were combined, certainly, yeah.
Just because maybe FIFA say we should have a combined team in the Olympics, well, why should we change our culture, our traditions?
We're just, no, it's a massively nationalistic sport, so I don't think you can kind of then condense that into one kind of great British team. I don't think that'd ever work. That'd be controversial.
刚才的被采访者们表达了不同的意见，他们说如果组成一支球队，这些球队之间独特的竞争 rivalry 也就消失了。
That's right. People from the different nations really enjoy the rivalry. Now, another person says that it would be going against our culture and traditions to combine the teams.
这与我们的文化与传统相悖。最后一位被采访者也表达了同样的想法，他说这是一个极具国家特色的运动。A massively nationalistic sport. 所以你不能把它浓缩成一支球队 condense into one team.
He thinks that would be too controversial. 这太有争议了。You see, these rivalries go back a long way to the 1870s, when Scotland and England first played against each other. So it's quite a deep emotional thing for many people.
是的，现代足球在英国的足迹可以追溯到19世纪，经历了这么多年的足球竞争比赛，这已经是一个非常让人有感情的主题了 ，an emotional subject.
And there's also the issue of how the manager of a UK team would choose his players.
Do they select 25% Welsh players, 25% Scottish players, 25% English players, 25% players from Northern Ireland.
确实这样，如何公平挑选队员呢？每个国家各选25%，听起来也太死板了。但是需要建立什么样的选拔机制呢？这是另外一个有争议的地方 ，another controversial area.
Indeed, another one. So, 徐和秋晨 I hope you understand a little bit more about why the UK does not compete as a single country in football.
But Finn, I think maybe they will for the London 2012 Olympics.
You think so?
Probably.
We'll see. Anyway.Enough talking. Let's play some football. Wang Fei, on your head.
什么？让我来个头球。
Yes, come on.
肯定进。Goal! 这些苏格兰守门员也太不行了。
What? What did you say?
苏格兰守门员 Finn. Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Ask about Britain.
英国问答。